Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The House Judiciary Committee meets this evening to start deliberating two articles of impeachment against President Trump. He says at a rally in Hershey, Pennsylvania,
the impeachment hoax is about overturning your great 2016 vote, or in the alternative, trying to win the 2020 election. That's not going to happen.
A full House vote on impeachment is expected next week. A shootout with police at a Jewish market in Jersey City, New Jersey, ends with two suspects and three civilians killed. It happened after a detective was shot and killed at a cemetery after approaching a stolen truck linked to a murder last weekend.
The police officer shot and killed in the line of duty has been identified as Detective Joe Seals. Seals was a member of the force since 2006. He was a married father of five.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Jersey City. America's listening to Fox News.
Family hates me.
I don't like the way that kid looks at me. It's so funny.
I'm in kind of a pain lately. I hope I never see any jerks again.
I'm gonna give you to the count of ten. Look what you did, you little jerk.
I'm old enough to know how it works.
There's nice presents for you.
I really haven't been too good this year.
There's no one home. The house looks secure.
How much do I owe you?
Kevin!
Come on, Kevin.
You're not at all worried about Kevin. Kevin!
Come on, Kevin.
Kevin!
I have a son who's home alone. I have a son who's home alone.
They're all alone.
I have a son who's home alone. I have a son who's home alone. I have a son who's home alone.
They're all alone.
Les incompetents.
Kids are resilient.
All kids, no parents. Probably a fancy orphanage. Where you going, kid?
French babes don't shave their pits.
Not an idiot. Zit.
Gotta watch out for traffic.
Makes me sick.
Don't you know how to knock a phlegm wad?
Our house is being wrong.
Open the door!
I'm not afraid anymore! Hey, guys!
What kind of mother am I?
No, no, wait! This is Christmas!
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
This is more important than anything I can think of, as ESPN has published a list of the 150 greatest coaches in college football history. Let's get to the highlights on this one real quick.
Okay.
Number two,
Nick Saban.
And number one,
Bear Bryant. Both from
Alabama.
So yeah. They, you know what? I would almost put, I know it's sacrilege in this state, and I could get shot, but I would almost put Nick ahead of Bear.
Yeah, I think
Bear is beloved, I know.
There's a legend in place there that...
he's beloved.
And, you know, those things take time.
Yep.
You know, if we review everything in the present tense, but I sat there for 10 years listening to Bob Baumhauer tell Bear Bryant stories.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the stories behind the headlines that made him special. Mm-hmm. The Dolphins had to play a playoff game when Bear Bryant died in January of 83, I think it was. And he said it really cost them. They were so many guys had played for him,
right,
that they had trouble focusing on the game. So, and it's, you know, Bob himself. Bear called his father in, Bob's father in, and said, "We got a crybaby here that we wants to." And Bob said it was the definitive moment of his life that he took the challenge from Bear Bryant and then went on to have a great All-American college career and an All-Pro career with the Dolphins.
You're more than a coach. You're like a father figure.
Yeah, mentor.
It's more than football. It's more than football.
Not a few months a year. You know, you get spring practice, the fall season, and it's all about winning.
Who's number three on that list?
Bobby Bowden was eight. Eddie Robinson, the Grambling coach, for over 400 games, was five. Tom Osborne from Nebraska was four. Newt Rockne was three.
Newt Rockne. Interesting.
So there you go, a little sports. And by the way, speaking of Mr. Baumhauer, we will be at his restaurant tonight right after happy hour in the afternoon for our Christmas party. And all I can tell you is that Rosie and LaDonna have been hatching plots to make things happen, make it special tonight. So come and join us and celebrate Christmas with your friends from the Happy Hour Group.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Yesterday morning at 7:06, which is the current time, we had 71 degrees. This morning, we have 40 degrees with a wind chill factor of 34. So a big change of reality. Breezy, cool day today. Kind of brisk. The shower threat has ended. The high temperature today makes it up to about 56, but north winds cuts into you kind of like at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Makes it seem colder than it really is. Occasionally gusting as high as 20. Clear, cold tonight, low 38. Tomorrow, high temperature in the mid-50s again. Could be an isolated shower. Better chance of rain later on Thursday night into Friday. Weekend looking dry, temperatures in the 60s. And then the next big deal is that front Monday night that has my attention. The cold front is approaching, and some showers and thunderstorms in the overnight hours of Monday night could keep us busy. We'll watch that. And then a big drop next week. Right now, this morning, 40 degrees, wind chill factor 34, 707.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The holidays are complicated. The holidays are hectic. This is not a time that you need extra problems. And as you know, plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem. But at Plumbing by Luke Wire, they are ready to take care of your problem 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So they are my go-to plumbers now. I let Conrad Messeldine's experienced crew take care of me. Now, if you smell something moldy and dank in your kitchen, I love that word, dank, it could be a leak behind the dishwasher. If you leave that unattended, you could replace your entire kitchen. So, you know, may I suggest a whole house plumbing inspection where they come out and diagnose all of your plumbing inside and out, looking for something that's going to become a major problem, you know? So take care of it before it becomes a major problem. Plumbing by Luke Wire, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
By the way, one interesting name on that list, Joe Paterno is number 7. And how sad that his unwillingness or his protection of Jerry Sandusky.
To change a whole legacy, a whole history.
Yeah.
All his statues came down and everything.
409 wins over his career. Yeah, that's...
buildings that were named after him, schools that were named after him.
Yeah, all gone. 7:09, we've got traffic, local news, and then Jay has random facts. That'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. The new specials are out. We'll tell you about those in just a couple of minutes at 7:09.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, checking the highways for you as we're into the 7 o'clock hour now. The school zones are activated. We got buses, kids everywhere. Watch out for them. All in all, it has been a pretty quiet morning. We don't have any incidents anywhere. I-65, 85 looking good. All the 31s into town, 231, 331, Troy Highway, everybody is looking good this morning. No accidents anywhere. Keep it up. We might just pull off an accident-free Wednesday. We got it going for us so far. So don't be the first one to have a fender bender this morning, all right? If you're going to have a Christmas puppy under the tree this Christmas, well, you better make sure its life comes complete with Invisible Fence. With both indoor-outdoor systems, it'll keep that puppy safe and right where it should be in designated areas of your home. Call Miss Vicky, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Tuskegee police have identified the person killed in a shooting over the weekend. Police say the victim is 22-year-old Gregory Perry of Tuskegee. Another person was also shot and taken to the hospital. No word on their condition this morning. No arrests have been made in the case. Montgomery Public Schools held its final board meeting of 2019 last night. Board members say achievement and financial numbers show the school system is moving in the right direction. And former state senator Hank Sanders is speaking out against the Alabama Bicentennial Celebration. He says despite the ads and the monuments that represent Native Americans and African Americans, he still finds fault in the way their histories are expressed by the state of Alabama. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama, says Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to each and every one of you. And now celebrating 47 years in business. For all your motorcycle, ATV, or watercraft needs, see Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
December 11th is International Mountain Day. Now you may be asking, why celebrate a mountain? Simple. Because it's there. Happy International Mountain Day.
And now, does Jay ever rest for the next mountain of
random
nice.
Facts?
Gosh.
That was good.
That was well thought out.
It was. Yeah. Good job.
Well thought out. Yeah.
Thank you.
You look awfully happy.
I am pleased with me.
You are. And you should be, because that was clever. Did you know? Can't really verify this, but I don't necessarily doubt it. In New York City in 1890... a horse-drawn cab traveled at 6 miles per hour. 100 years later in New York City in 1990, an automobile cab traveled at 6 miles per hour.
Yeah. 100 years later, yeah.
In other words, the streets are so packed, cab only moves about 6 miles an
yes.
hour.
There's less poop, though, in the road now.
That's the first comment. The automobile, a lot less.
Not in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Did you know, for 6 years after her death, the brothers of Joan of Arc passed off an imposter as their sister, claiming that she'd escaped death. They received lavish gifts and traveled from one festive reception to the next until they finally admitted their deception to the King of France.
What was it? Weekend at Bernie's.
At Jones. Did you know the original laugh track used in sitcoms was a physical instrument like an organ? It was held under lock and key and was owned and operated by only one man who knew how it worked. That man is named Charlie Douglas. He used what was called the laugh box to create the laugh track for almost every sitcom in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
That's incredible. Until they started doing live audiences, right?
Yeah. Sound engineers could watch sitcoms and know exactly which recurrent guffaws were next, even if they were viewing an episode for the very first time. It's because Douglas frequently combined different laughs, either long or short in length. Attentive viewers could spot when he decided to mix chuckles together to give the effect of a more diverse audience.
Ah. Wow. It was like an organ, right?
Wow. When you watch an episode of a sitcom that was done in front of a live audience, like All in the Family and others, after you've watched it a couple of times, you start to notice there are people with very specific laughs. There are people that were hired to sit in the crowd at live shows because their laughs stood out.
They were
very infectious.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they were professional laughers.
Interesting.
You know, you have that very attractive kind of laugh you can go along
do
with.
Do you remember, though, so the all shows used to have it, but you remember, like, the first ones that didn't have it, it stood out, didn't it?
It did.
Stood out. And then when you'd go back and watch now the ones with laugh tracks, it stands out.
Yeah, the early on in the life of DVD, I guess, I started buying the seasons of MASH.
Yeah.
On DVD, and you had the option to watch with or without the laugh track.
Really?
Yes.
That's cool.
And what was your experience with that?
I watched it with the laugh track for a while, and then I completely turned it off because I'm binging it, right? So I'm watching episode after episode after episode after, and the laugh track just became annoying because it was all the same.
Right.
No.
It was the same. Because that was never filmed. I mean, it's MASH. It was never filmed in front of a live audience.
Obviously not.
Right. So, it got annoying. So I turned it off. Did you know the box jellyfish is unique because it has 24 eyes, 4 parallel brains, and, well, there's another thing that you'll have to go to my Facebook to find out because I won't talk about it here.
Which jellyfish?
The box jellyfish. Okay. 2 of its eyes can see color, and it's also one of the only animals in the world that has a 360-degree view of its surroundings.
Yeah.
I got that with my new robe from Jack Ingram.
You do?
Yeah. It's so cool, man.
It is. I love that. I don't know how they do that either, because there's not a camera.
You know why? Hold it. I did that totally wrong.
Because on the counter, you want
to
know why.
How do they do it?
The car that you see when you're backing up.
Yep.
Now, it does show you what's actually next to you and behind you.
Right.
The car is an image that's built into it. The cameras are on the side, and that's what gives you the impression it's seeing overhead.
I never thought of that. I wondered how they did that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Did you know the Temescan dogs are a Finnish crossbreed made to resemble wolves? They've got thick coats, straight bushy tails, and gray wolf fur color. However, despite that appearance, they are recognized as a dog breed, and they can be trained as therapy dogs. I have to find you a picture of one of them. They do resemble wolves.
Wolves.
Wolves. I mean, that looks like a wolf.
Sure does.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No
but
doubt.
That's a little tame little dog. Hmm. Tame little pup dog.
One more.
Did you know? I want to say I've done this, but I feel like I've done it for a different location. In Greece, there's very little land available, so graves are only leased. And people are buried for 3 years, and then their families have to dig up the bones, and another person is buried in the same grave.
You have done that before, yeah.
What do they do with the people they dig up?
That's the thing. I don't remember this being that's why I think it was a different location. It wasn't necessarily Greece. It may have been Japan or something like that.
Oh, no. It was one of those Nordic countries like Finland or Sweden or...
Let's see. Cemeteries in Greece are so overcrowded that bodies are often kept in the ground for 3 years. The families then have to pay for exhumation and for the bones to be kept in a building known as an ossuary. So that many cannot afford to pay even for this limited degree of dignity and death.
Oh, it's ossuary. I wasn't going fast.
Ossuary. That's funny. We're going to pause to let Jay and Rich recover their breathing rhythms.
And also, you know, beg for forgiveness whenever we die.
How many random facts remain?
The remainder of the random facts is 5.
5. Good, I can just play the thing. I don't have to be too close.
5 random facts.
At 720 Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK, here's something to consider. If you or your loved one or somebody in the family would like to have a LASIK procedure, can you think of a better gift than having their vision restored with a LASIK procedure? Talk about experience. Our buddy Cooter went to see Dr. Shin last week for some cataract work, and he said it was just amazing from before to after. That's one type of procedure that he does. But for LASIK to just restore HD 20/20 vision, there is no better qualified team of people in the River region and maybe anywhere else in this country than the group at Montgomery Eye. 75 years, a practice since the end of World War II. One step, though, and it doesn't cost you anything, and it only takes a few minutes. See the refractive surgery counselor. They will be able to tell you within a matter of minutes whether or not LASIK is an option. They have care credit for qualified customers if you want to finance it. But the procedure, as it gets better, the costs have continued to decline. So they make restoring your vision affordable with no sacrifice, of course, on the quality. Learn more at onlinemep.com or make that appointment now at 2713-804. That's 2713-804 for Montgomery Eye Physicians, Montgomery Eye LASIK, across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. 721 Random Facts 2 next.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are seeing a lot of cars out of Wetumpka now on Highway 231. A little backing up at all the lights. Rifle Range, Jasmine Hill, the River Bridge, Congressman Dickinson, Federal Drive, Atlanta Highway, all all into Madison to downtown. Very heavy right now. I-85 and 65 looking good through downtown Montgomery. They are very busy. The Boulevard, a lot of cars there. Taylor Road beginning to fill up a little bit. It's getting that time of the morning. The big rush is going to be on the way in the next 30 minutes or so. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We have no accidents to report at this time in Montgomery. If you're in a wreck and you're wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, folks. Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
'Tis the season, everybody, and it's big Christmas doings with the Health and Wealth Show. Saturday, December 21st, that's the Saturday before Christmas, we're having our big Christmas blowout. It's going to be from 3 in the afternoon until 6. It's absolutely free, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Just load up all your Christmas merrymakers and come to 2754 Bell Road. You'll find us there at Affordable Events. I hear Santa Claus is going to be there. Young Elvis, we're going to be taping for a new episode of the Health and Wealth TV show, and there's no telling what else might happen. And did I mention that it's absolutely free? For more information, just listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. And mark your calendars for Saturday, December the 21st from 3 in the afternoon until 6 for the Health and Wealth Christmas Blowout, sponsored in part by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Friday the 13th at 9 a.m., it's another Bama half-off special. Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch in Prattville has $10 gift certificates for only $5 at BamaHalfOff.com. Locally owned and operated with a hometown family atmosphere, everything at Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch is made from scratch, including their original sauce, award-winning desserts, and their six meats slow-cooked over hickory hardwoods daily. Get your half-off deal from Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch beginning Friday the 13th at 9 a.m. on BamaHalfOff.com.
Hi, it's Kristen, Promotions Director at Blue Water Broadcasting, and we are wishing a happy holidays to all of you in the River Region.
And now, here's an additional
five random facts.
Good.
And there really are five left?
There's five left, yeah.
How about that? That worked out great.
So as the papers reported, and it didn't actually happen this way, but I'll tell you how the papers reported it, because, you know, journalism, it sells. A poodle once fell 13 stories. This poodle hit and killed an elderly woman. A second woman who witnessed this ran across the street after the incident to check on the woman, was killed by a bus that hit her while she was running to do this. A man who witnessed both of these incidences happen died of a heart attack right there on the spot.
Right. Wow.
Two of those things happened. The woman did get hit by a poodle, and then the woman did get hit by the bus. The man who died of a heart attack actually died of a heart attack. It just happened. He didn't actually.
It wasn't on the scene.
Yes, was not on the scene. Really. But as the paper reported, mm-hmm. a poodle killed three people that day.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Pink Panther, where Clouseau, somebody's trying to have him assassinated, but the assassins keep missing and killing other people. and eight end up dead because he's just fluky enough to get out of the way in time.
Right.
Anyway, back to you, Jay.
Did you know to avoid using the German-sounding name Hamburger during World War II, what do you think we came up with?
Victory Burger?
Victory Burger, yeah.
No, they called them Liberty Steaks.
Liberty Steaks.
Yep.
They did the same thing with French fries. I forget why we were ticked off at France, but we called them Freedom Fries.
Freedom Fries, yeah.
For a while. But what was the reason for that? Why do we hate France enough to do that?
I don't know.
We've had a lot of reasons over the years.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, did you know the siesta? You familiar with a siesta?
Oh, yeah. The midday nap.
The early afternoon nap. It is a widely known tradition. A siesta is a nap following a midday meal. Now, it can vary in duration. Some people will indulge in only a brief 10 to 20-minute siesta, while others go all out and enjoy a two-hour snooze.
Yeah.
If you want to do it that way.
Has a lot to do with the heat of the day in Mexico.
I'm having siesta issues. I have not been able to get a nap.
Really?
Not because I just can't. I got busy brain.
Interesting. Can't shut off the brain.
Well, you got a lot going on.
Yep. Trying CBD products for that.
Man.
Help me relax just enough to doze off.
Best sleep I've ever had. Yes, when I've been to Seattle. And you can do the math there and figure out why.
Right.
Oh, great sleep. Did you know, beloved World War II correspondent Ernie Pyle was responsible for military troops receiving higher pay when in combat. Pyle felt that ground troops were at equal risk as airmen and that flight pay should extend to fight pay. And it became the Ernie Pyle Bill.
Holy!
Yeah. Ernie died during the Battle of Okinawa. Killed in action. And finally, I came across a website that did the... they just did a list of firsts in television.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't really a top 10 list, but there are 10 of them. One of these is the first television commercial. What year do you think that happened?
First television commercial. 1947?
Go a little bit sooner than that, 1941.
Oh,
really? What was it?
It was during a Dodgers and Phillies game.
Oh.
In 1941.
Was it a beer?
It was a 10-second ad for Bulova watches.
Wow. Oh, you know, I've heard that before, and I'm angry with myself for not.
Was it John Cameron Swayze that used to do the Bulova commercials, or was it Timex?
Timex. It keeps on ticking.
Takes a licking.
He was one of the first legitimate news people to ever endorse a commercial product.
Or who would be smoking all the time?
Edward R. Murrow.
Yeah, did he endorse the cigarette he was smoking?
I don't know if he did or not.
Huh. Interesting.
There's a lot of good little TV firsts here. And I mean, it starts with the first birth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, of course, Little Ricky.
Yep.
I Love Lucy. But it's interesting. He appeared for the first time on the show on January 19th of 1953. Mm-hmm. 12 hours after Lucy gave birth via cesarean. Just 12 hours after the real life.
It really imitated the... Wow.
The episode received higher ratings than Eisenhower's inauguration.
Oh, yeah.
The very next day. And Queen Elizabeth's the II's coronation 6 months later.
And you remember the story about the waterworks?
Yes.
They knew when everybody was in a commercial.
I remember my mom and dad telling me about watching that episode.
She was also never referred to as pregnant on the show.
No, that was
just expecting...
Took a long time for words like pregnant, things like toilets to turn up on television.
1957 of Leave It to Beaver. 1957 episode of Leave It to Beaver.
Is the twin first beds. Toilet. Remember twin beds
twin
all
beds
the time?
From, yes.
They decided to see Wally and the Beaver ordered an alligator from the back of a comic book. They decided to keep it in the toilet tank because keeping it in the bathtub would surely scare the crap out of the next person to hop in the shower. The problem, the network refused to allow the toilet to be shown on TV. It was basically impossible to shoot the episode without showing the toilet.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of the whole point of the plot. But eventually a compromise was reached. The toilet tank would be shown, but the bowl would remain a mystery.
Well, there you go.
God.
That's putting your foot down.
It's interesting just how these things came about and worked around and everything else. So, anyway... Those are your random facts.
Well, good enough.
By the way, Shug Jordan number 64 on the list of ESPN's greatest coaches.
So, Shug Jordan is what the stadium is named, and then it's Pat Dye Field. So, two.
Is that the first Auburn coach that shows up on the list?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then John Heisman is on the list, too.
But number one and two are Bear and Nick. If that's any, I doubt that's any consolation to Nick Saban these days, you know? And when we were doing the post for the Predict-a-thon, one of my Florida friends, Tony Bonvini, and I've told you this before, you go down there, and it's been, what, 10 years since he left the Dolphins? He's still a topic on sports talk down there. They still call up to say how much they hate Nick Saban.
Yeah.
They are demented.
It's not just that. It's other places where Saban is coached they don't like
him. Oh, LSU, he's not very popular.
Oh, they hate him.
Yeah. And they even blame the fact that the Dolphins have stunk now ever since he left on him. You know, it's just crazy. Dolphins. That used to be a team that won every year.
Right?
They were always a playoff contender.
The Marino Shula days, man.
Yeah, and the Baumhauer days, too. Don't forget, Baumhauer's tonight after the show, after happy hour, for our Christmas party. Hope you come and join us. Don Duncan, we're talking about the Predict-a-thon, urges you, I urge you, I think this is a common sense move, to get your car to one of Don's three locations if you're going to do some driving travel. And you may be more inclined to drive a few hundred miles at this Christmas time than fly, because the number of passengers this year is up 3%. We're talking many millions of extra flights. Flights are going to be packed. In fact, there's a story today that there is no busiest day to fly because they're all terrible this whole Christmas season.
Right.
So, hey, I love driving, especially now that I got my new Rogue, but if you are going to drive, make sure you get the car to Don so they can check it out, rotate, and inspect the tires, plug any, you know, remove any embedded nails, little time bombs that can ruin a trip, check the oil, run the diagnostics, and make sure you're good to go so you can drive with confidence.
You know when a good day to fly is, though? Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. Yeah. I actually had to do that in 1986.
It's really, it's a breeze. It was.
I had to go up to Chicago the week before, signed my new contract, then went back to Florida and flew back on Christmas Day. But it was worth it for $500,000. Don has three locations, downtown at 408 Madison. If you need an accommodation to drive back to your office, whatever, to get back with your car, just let him know. Order it up on Bell Road north of Vaughan and now on Highway 14 in Millbrook, right behind the McDonald's. We're going to be having a winner soon. But first, we have to announce our $10 food outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
It's where? God, I went a little Elmer Fudd there. It's rare.
It's where?
It's rare that I ever go rogue on these, and I appreciate every time Rich sends me one, but I'm going in a different direction on this one.
That's okay.
It goes back to our very first random fact. In New York City in 1890, a horse-drawn cab went this fast, and in New York City in 1990, an automobile cab went this fast.
I was going to do that one.
What was that speed?
Yeah, that's good. That's a good one.
You know, I thought when you gave that fact, that would make a good pop quiz question, so hooray for me. Good thing you had. All right, 272-9228, 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins a $10 food outlet gift certificate.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Checking the highways. We've got a lot of cars headed out of Wetumpka now on 231. We're seeing a lot of vehicles on 31 out of Prattville, Troy Highway, 331 into Montgomery. The Boulevard is very busy now, as well as Ann Street, Madison Avenue into downtown. I-65 and 85 are loaded up. We're seeing a little bit of a slowdown across the Alabama River Bridge as folks are merging off the exits there, getting into downtown. Won't be but just a few more minutes before we will start seeing that little slowdown at 143. Use caution wherever you are. We've got no accidents so far this morning, so keep your fingers crossed. Want a vehicle, but you got bad credit? No credit? Well, call Steve, the credit medic. Say that three times fast. The credit medic
at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, 334-531-8370. Steve will bring your credit back to life. Have mercy. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It is 7:36. Let's say we get a winner for our $10 food outlet pop quiz question. We start with Chuck.
Howdy, Chuck.
Hello. Hey. That would be 6 miles per hour.
That is correct.
That is the correct answer.
You got it, Chuck.
And you are a winner. Hang on. All right, let me say quick good morning. Brenda, you came close. You would have been next. Try again tomorrow. We'll do it again. And Brian, thanks for trying. Okay. Jay's going to get that information, and right now it's 7:37.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. The last showers in the state are in southeast Alabama right now and moving out, so that's going to be moving away. Breezy, cool day, kind of a brisk day. Lots of sunshine later. North winds at 10 to 15, gusting as high as 20. Will make that high temperature of 56 seem a lot cooler. Clear, cold, 38 tonight. High temperature in the mid-50s tomorrow. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere in the area tomorrow afternoon, but the better rain chances holding off till Thursday night into Friday. And looks like over the weekend we dry out, mid-60s, so Saturday and Sunday looking decent. And then another big deal storm system with a cold front coming in Monday night, maybe some stronger storms. We'll have to watch that. Right now this morning, northeast winds at 9 miles per hour, making that 40-degree temperature seem more like 34. That's the wind chill factor at 737.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
You know, I may have sold myself short. I think we may have enough animal stories to cobble together here coming up.
Cool.
Including the world's first monkey pig hybrid. So
don't look at me when you say that.
We'll get that ready. Coming up at 7:38, Fox Business.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
Home Depot is lowering its expectations for next year. It's predicting sales growth under 4%, weaker than Wall Street was expecting. The One Home Depot strategy, a plan to improve its online and store business, isn't bringing in as much money as expected. Home Depot has also lowered its sales forecast for this year. Saudi Arabia's state oil company, Aramco, is now trading on the Saudi Stock Exchange. The stock rallied, raising $25 billion for the company, pushing Aramco's value to $1.88 trillion. It's now the most valuable public company in the world. Tesla has filed a patent for a laser beam device that cleans car windshields. Car and Driver says the lasers could also clear the glass in front of cameras used for driver assistance, including its autopilot. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
This is the Shopping Days Countdown. I'm your host, Casey Christmas. If you haven't started your shopping yet, your excuse is too weak. That's because there are only 2 weeks before the big day. And now the tally of shopping days left comes in at number 14. I'm Casey Christmas, reminding you there are just 14 days left to keep looking at your email and keep hoping for a Groupon.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery Public Schools held its final board meeting of 2019 last night. Board members say achievement and financial numbers show the school system is moving in the right direction. Tuskegee police have identified the person killed in a shooting over the weekend. Police say the victim is 22-year-old Gregory Perry of Tuskegee. Another person was also shot and taken to the hospital. No word on their condition this morning. Right now, no arrests have been made in the case. And former state senator Hank Sanders is speaking out against the Alabama Bicentennial Celebration. He says that despite the ads and the monuments that represent Native Americans and African Americans, he still finds fault in the way their histories are expressed by the state of Alabama. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December, starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Mr. Sandman. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. I know I said my Millbrook location would close December 10th, but I am going to have a two-day leftover sale this Friday and Saturday. I will be there both days to sell off as much as I can before we start moving out Monday. There are still a lot of nice mattresses and beds, as well as odds and ends. My Montgomery locations are having an end-of-year clearance sale. I have a bunch of excess inventory to liquidate, including latex, memory foam, and hybrid mattresses. We just received a few full-size adjustable bases with head and foot adjustments selling for only $3.99, twin longs for only $2.99, and some queen for only $4.49. We have a large selection of twin long mattresses on closeout, and we have split king sheets on sale, as well as some really nice pillows. A new pillow makes a really appreciated present, but a new mattress can be life-changing. We have the area's largest selection of mattresses, always discounted. Come see us Monday through Saturday in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway, and two final sale days in Millbrook, Friday and Saturday. Mr. Sandman, Mattress Superstores.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Decorates His Car for Christmas.
Mr. Decorates His Car for Christmas.
For the holidays, many people put lights on their homes or decorate their cubicles at work. But you take it a step further. You take your display on the highway.
Saying ho, ho, ho at 60 miles per hour.
Gee, a $2 wreath on your Mercedes.
Way to make an expensive car look cheap, yeah.
So when you see an SUV with two antlers sticking up from the windows and a red nose on the grill, resist the urge to get a hunting rifle and blow it away. It's not a deer. It's Mr. Decorates His Car for Christmas, a real American hero.
Mr. Decorates His Car for Christmas.
I suppose you put bunny ears on your ride at Easter too, huh, dork?
7:45.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a little bit of bunching up on I-65 southbound into Montgomery, starting at the Northern Boulevard. It's got things slowed down back to about 143, and that's probably going to get a little worse before it gets better. Use caution. I-65 and 85 is moving this morning. We have no accidents on the interstates. Boulevard busy, congested all the way around the city. No accidents there. Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue into downtown busy, as well as 231 out of Wetumpka. We're seeing a lot of cars at Rifle Range Road, at Jasmine Hill, at the River Bridge light there. Use caution. Be careful this morning. No accidents anywhere, but just a lot of vehicles out there on the road. Your office location says it all. Synovus Center on Copps Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information, 270-9177. Another great McClinton and Company development. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Simba.
There you go.
Now on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, it's time for Animal Stories with me, the King of Beasts. Wolfman, take us to the vocal. He's got his timing back. All right, this does involve an animal, so it counts as an animal story. Researchers at the University of British Columbia have found that kids tend to read more and be more engrossed in what they're reading when a dog is in the room.
I wonder why.
Well, look at how well you do the weather with Bailey sitting there.
Well, that's a good example.
They had a bunch of 8 and 9-year-old kids sit and read books out loud, first without a dog, then with a therapy dog in the room. With the dog there, they got through more pages, felt more interested in what they were reading, and were more likely to keep reading.
A calming factor, a comfortability factor?
Well, they're not really sure. They just know that having a dog helps keep kids calm, that, as you said. And then there's maybe other benefits to your kids' skills development by having a dog. Go to the Humane Society and find yourself a nice rescue. Wouldn't that be nice? These aren't real animals, but teddy bears. A Pennsylvania hockey team's teddy bear toss event set a new record when fans threw 45,650 stuffed animal toys onto the ice. The Hershey Bears hockey team said the teddy bear toss, which occurred following their first goal 8 minutes into Sunday's game, resulted in 45,000 toys tossed onto the ice. When the Florida Panthers were first born, in their second season, they came from nowhere and did really well.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave credit to a rat that one of the players found in the locker room. He killed it. And it became a thing every time they'd score a goal for people to throw plastic rats under the ice.
Is that right? That's cool.
And it used to, I mean, it went crazy. Every department store was selling plastic rats by the thousands. Everybody had to have a rat. Go, dirty rat, you see?
I like this, the toy, the bear idea. That was cool.
Animal rescuers in Vegas said they're trying to capture pigeons spotted wandering with tiny cowboy hats on their heads. A video posted to Facebook by Bobby Lee shows a group of pigeons foraging in a Vegas parking lot near Tropicana Avenue and Maryland Parkway, and some of the birds are wearing little red cowboy hats.
How is that happening?
Maria Hillman, who runs an animal rescue group called Lofty Hope, says she's concerned about the welfare of the pigeons. At first, I was like, oh, my God, that's cute. Then I was like, wait a minute. How did those hats get on there?
Right.
Is it something that's going to impede their flight or attract predators? She said she's hoping to capture the pigeons and remove the tiny hats. No word on who did it. To wrap up.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
I don't get that kind of news everywhere, you know?
Aren't you?
Like that whole parrot story, I might not have even known that.
Yeah, what would you talk about at lunch today?
That's right.
If you didn't know about the pigeons.
Or around the water cooler. Do people
with the cowboy hats.
Do people really talk around the water cooler?
You know, that's what this show is designed to do, to give people all kinds of good material to discuss with coworkers. Hey, the new food outlet specials are in.
Hippie.
T-Bones, $4.96. I haven't grilled you guys a T-Bone in a long time. May I do that next week?
Well, I'll tell you, that New York strip, was that New York strip this morning?
Yes, it was.
It was delicious.
Those steaks, not only were thick and very lean.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you right now, those two steaks that weighed almost 2 pounds cost like $8 at the regular food outlet price. Those two steaks in one of the chain stores would have cost you, or cost me, $20. It's a good thing I found food outlet. You guys would starve. Here's good news for certain dogs in the room. That's right, Bailey. $1.88 a pound for boneless breast tenders. And I will be taking pictures of those and sending them to Bailey Sunday morning so she knows that she'll have chickens.
These have been rather large, these tenders this week.
Yes, they are chubby.
Chubby tenders.
But not fat. They're very lean. I mean, that is 100% perfect chicken. And grilled with love. Stouffer's lasagna, the family size, $10.95. That's a deal. And the big red can of Folgers coffee, $6.34. That's about $2 less than you'll pay at the chains. You don't need a coupon to get that price. Try Food Outlet. Compare to what you pay at the retail grocery stores, and you're going to see that you can save some incredible money. Locations in Millbrook on Highway 14, Prattville on Main, west of 31, and I'll see you Sunday morning on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Let's give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, sorry I hadn't had a chance to call in, but I wanted to share something about I Love Lucy. You guys were talking about that earlier.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
And it links into that whole idea of the laugh track. Mm-hmm. Lucy fought with the network to film that live in front of an audience. Every single episode of I Love Lucy was filmed in front of a studio audience. So you're not hearing a laugh track when you watch old I Love Lucy episodes.
Interesting.
But
Honeymooners, too.
Yeah, and she filmed it on film, not on videotape. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons why the quality of those shows are still good, 70 years yeah. after? And it's just kind of amazing. She was an innovator in a lot of ways.
She was. She was a very smart woman. They make her out to be, you know, kind of dipsy, you know, but she was very smart, yeah.
Well, she was the one that gave the green light for Star Trek.
This is very true. It was a Desilu production as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody wanted to touch it. She said, I like this. Let's do it.
Andy Griffin was Desilu, correct? Am I right about that?
Yes. Yeah, Danny Thomas. Yeah. Gave birth to the Andy Griffin Show.
And the Dick Van Dyke Show was Desilu.
And the rest that they say is history. So, have a great day, and
back at you. How he does that, I don't know. We have a conundrum that'll be up in about 2 minutes.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hello, I'm Kelly Cooley, business manager at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
$7.55, catchy tune, eh, fellows?
Yeah, gee. Haven't heard that.
We have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card to give away. I used to work with somebody in Florida years ago. She had no business being on the radio. She was discovered by my hammered boss on the other side of the state at a station outing. We used to dread it every year because he'd discover somebody, bring them over, and then the clock started ticking before they worked their way out of it. And whenever she would... And we did a lot of contesting, even on weekends. Hi, I'm Gina. I'm going to give off an album this hour. Like it was an aroma. I'm going to give off. No, you don't give off. What are you talking about?
I've never heard it put that way.
Oh, man. I mean, she used to say these amazing nonsense. Not that there's anything wrong with women in radio. We love the dames, okay? Let's just be real clear about that. Jay, Rich, I speak for them.
We love the dames. Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, speaking of...
Speaking of what?
The conundrum. Here it is.
Oh, okay, yeah.
This is a good one. Are you using the one we...
Well, yeah, because it's a high percentage. Yeah. When asked to describe themselves in one word... Nearly 90% of Americans pick this one.
One word to describe yourself.
Yeah.
Stupid. No. Not probably that. Probably that 90%.
It's not adorable. It's stupid. Let's eliminate another word that won't win.
Awesome.
Yeah. So what is this one word? 90% of Americans
describe themselves.
2729228. $10 CVB Show gift card. Don't make me beg. I'm just not in the mood. Lewis Lawn. Well, the phones are filling up with excited callers hoping to win that CVB Show gift card. Lewis
Lawn.
They're going
to come in now.
You know, if you pay attention, if you got, let's say, maybe a newlywed in the family, somebody that's just starting a home, they're trying to build a garage, a tool shed, and get the things that help with home ownership, like a steel blower or a pressure washer. Who doesn't need one of those? If you want to give a gift that is practical and one from a place that will support it with great maintenance, choose Lewis Lawn. I'm so excited for the Lewises. They've expanded their showroom space this year. They now carry the tractor-style mowers in addition to the big zero-turn Echos, X-Marks, and Toros. I'm a Toro guy myself. I'm on my second mower. They run like a top, and Lewis Lawn can service them every year so they continue to work flawlessly. One will be celebrating its 12th birthday in February. 12, that for a mower, that's pretty darn good. So for ongoing service and maintenance and a warranty that really means something, please pick the local team at Lewis Lawn, open Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, at 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. They're open now. Chad Sasser is our guy there. And you can reach him at 244-9191 at Lewis Lawn. Bob, you're first on this conundrum. What do you think? What's this one word that 90% of Americans use to describe themselves?
I'm going to guess okay.
Okay.
Okay. Is okay the winning answer?
Yeah. And that's actually, I like that answer there.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're looking for. But that's it was well thought out.
You got to start it.
Yeah, well, I'm okay.
Well.
Hey, well.
Let's stay positive. Let's go blessed.
Blessed. So
blessed. Oh, blessed. That's a good one, too.
That is a good one. And that's
I like that.
An answer you love to hear when somebody says, I'm blessed. I am blessed.
I like that.
Thank you for the call.
These are good answers.
And, of course, just calling qualifies you for some great end-of-the-week grand prize drawings. A quick reminder, our happy hour Christmas party is tonight at Baumhauer's after the show. And we give away a Baumhauer's tailgate to go package at the end of the week on Friday. Kevin, what do you think? What's this one word 90% of us use to describe ourselves?
Perf.